God has spoken. It is very clear. It's written down so that you and I cannot miss it. The question is, what if we don't pay attention? What if we turn our back on it? What if we say, who cares? Or I'm sorry, but it doesn't pertain to me. You've got to know this, beloved. God duly warns us. There is a consequence for not listening to his word. There's a consequence for disobedience. We'll talk about it today. God has spoken. He has spoken and he has told us what is going to come to pass. He has spoken and he has laid down his will. He has spoken and he has let us know over and over again throughout the course of history what he is like and what he expects and what we can expect from him. And now in Jeremiah chapter 25, and this is what we're studying this week, along with Jeremiah chapter 26, God calls Jeremiah. It is the fourth year of Jehoiakim. Josiah died. He was killed by Pharaoh Necho. After Josiah died, Jehoahaz reigned for 3 months, and then he was taken away. And then you have Jehoiakim. It is the reign of Jehoiakim, the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the first year of Nebuchadnezzar. God is telling us that because he wants us to see the setting. He wants us to understand the context of the words that he is giving them. They are on the eve of destruction. God has appointed Babylon to come down from the north and to be his hammer, his rod of judgment. And God wants us to understand what he's been doing. And so Jeremiah says, for these past 23 years, I have spoken to you again and again and again, and you have not listened. God has spoken to you through all the prophets that preceded me, the prophets that are prophesying now, Zephaniah and Nahum. They have already prophesied. Habakkuk has prophesied. And he says, and you have not listened. What are the consequences of not listening to God? We need to listen carefully to this because you know what? We're not listening. The United States of America is not listening to the word of God. As a matter of fact, they are trying to silence God. Just before I got ready to come down and to teach this, there was an announcement on the news that a teacher had been fired from her school because she does dance classes and she used a Christian song as the background for this dancing. You could stand up and you could teach about the Muslims. You can teach the little children in school about homosexuality and try and indoctrinate them. And you can teach all these things, but don't you open your mouth with anything to do about God or about Jesus. Listen, when people will not listen to God, when they want to push away the word of God, when they want to take the word of God and put it behind their back or bury it and say, don't give me any of that, you've got to know judgment's on its way. And where God starts out in Jeremiah chapter 25 with his speaking to Judah, he is going to take it, as we saw in our other day's lesson, he is going to take it all the way to the destruction of all the inhabitants of the earth. This is a tremendous chapter. This is a chapter that ought to get our attention and it just ought to bring us up like this, face to face with God. Listen to it. Let me read you what he says in verse 7. He says, you have not listened. He says two times before this. He says, yet you have not listened to me. Verse 7. in order that you might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to do you harm. He says, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts. In other words, I'm Jehovah Sabaoth. I am over all the hosts, all the armies of heaven. I'm over all the inhabitants of the earth. I'm God. And he says, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, and I will send Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Now listen to what he says. My servant. Oh, did Nebuchadnezzar worship God? Did he honor God? Did he know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? No. What does it mean, my servant? It means this, that God so commands the affairs of man. He's so sovereign that he can take a nation and turn that nation and make it to do his will. And so he says, I will send to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against its inhabitants. And this is what you want to underline. We're teaching you to double underline, remember every geographical location, so that you know the where of something. And against all these nations round about, and I will destroy them and make them a horror and a hissing and an everlasting desolation. Now he's telling what he's going to do, not only to Judah, but he's telling what he is going to do to the nations. So let me just give you, I'm not a good map drawer, but let me just give you a quick little map. Okay. This is the Mediterranean Sea right here. All right. And down here is Egypt. Okay. And to the north, we would have Syria. We would have Assyria. And over here and to the north, we would have Babylon, because Babylon is going to conquer all this territory. Babylon is going to bring the Assyrians down. Babylon is going to take over Egypt and put Egypt under its thumb. And so he's saying, I'm going to bring these nations against you. I'm going to bring Babylon and the other nations. So let me just go like this. Here's the Sea of Galilee. Just imagine this. Look at your map. And then here is the Dead Sea. All right. Now, anytime you want to come in to Israel, you have to come into it either directly from the north on the western side of the Jordan River, or you have to come up from the south. This is very key territory. And so when Babylon comes, although Babylon is more to the east, Babylon is modern day, Iraq. And so you have Babylon right here. After Babylon, then you have Iran, you have the Persian Empire, okay? And you have a river, you have the river, the Euphrates, that goes all the way up, and they follow the river because that's water, and then it goes across the top and then drops down from the north. And what he's saying is this, I am going to take the king of Babylon, I'm going to take Nebuchadnezzar, and I am going to bring Nebuchadnezzar against you. Now, up until this time, it's Pharaoh Necho that has been playing with Israel. And so Babylon is going to take care of Egypt. There's going to be a significant battle in 609 BC, the Battle of Carchemish, or Carchemish, however you want to say it. And there's going to be this strategic battle. And this battle, in essence, is going to give Babylon the rule over this area. He's calling Babylon, he's calling Nebuchadnezzar his servant, because he is going to use Nebuchadnezzar as a rod of judgment, as a hammer to punish his people. Why is he going to punish his people? You've always got to understand this. He is going to punish his people because they have not listened, because they have refused to listen, because as we saw, they have turned their back to him. And he has called to them over and over and over again through the prophets saying, turn back to me, turn back to me. You're going to see this again in chapter 26. But let me go on. This is what he says in verse 11. This whole land, the land of Israel, will be a desolation and a whore. And these nations will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. And so what he's telling them is, you are going to come under the reign of Babylon for 70 years. Now listen, he's telling them this before it ever started. Ding, ding, ding. I mean, something ought to go off in our head, and we ought to understand. God is saying what the future holds. God is saying how long they're going to be in captivity. And if you go from 605 BC, you can just stretch it out to 70 years, and you can see even in Daniel chapter 9, where he picks up what Jeremiah has written, and he reads about the 70 years, and he realizes that they need to get ready to go back in the land. And are they ready? Have they really confessed their sins? Have they really, really, and truly repented? So God is laying out the future, but he takes them all the way to our days. Now watch what he says, verse 12. Then it will be when 70 years are completed, I, God, will punish the king of Babylon and that nation. I'm going to punish the one that is ruling, because the shepherds are accountable to God. Our president of the United States of America is accountable to God. He will stand before God someday, and the books will be opened, and all that he has done will be laid before him. Did he listen? Did he obey? Every congressman, every senator, where it's all about money, 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 money. Our decisions are being made on the basis of greed, not on the basis of the fear of God. And all of that will be brought into judgment. And God says to them, he says, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans. And this kingdom that thought they were impenetrable is all of a sudden taken over by the Medes and the Persians after the 70 years. Oh, there is a God, and we better listen to him. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for studying with me. Thank you for communicating with me. Thank you for getting on the internet. Those of you that found me on Facebook, thank you very, very much. And thank you for supporting this ministry. How we need it. We want to reach the whole world. Well, speaking of the world, going back to Jeremiah chapter 25, God is going to take his servant Babylon. He is going to use him as a rod of judgment against Israel because Israel would not listen to God. Israel, the northern kingdom, Israel, the nation as a whole, and the kingdom of Judah. And so he has just let them know that they are going to be in captivity for 70 years. But now listen, this nation, Babylon, is coming against God's people. God is using them as his rod of judgment, and yet, listen to what he says. Verse 12, then it will be when 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it an everlasting desolation. Think about this now. I'm going to make this land, Babylon, an everlasting desolation. Now, did that happen? I mean, when Babylon was conquered by the Medes and the Persians, and I mean, all of a sudden it happens. You can read about it in the book of Daniel. It's when the handwriting is on the wall, many, many Tekel Usarpsin, and all of a sudden this big party is brought to an end because the Medes and the Persians have dug in under the waterway and come in and surprised the king and taken over the empire. But was Babylon made a total everlasting desolation? No. Why? The United States of America has been in modern day Iraq. So that, and you want to remember that, that is still to come. You can read about it in the book of Revelation, in chapter 17, in chapter 18, and you can hear them rejoicing at the beginning of Revelation 19 over the total destruction of Babylon. So watch what God does in prophecy. Many times in prophecy, God will take two events that might be millenniums apart, and he will put them right up next to each other without a break in between. So that's why you have to study the Word of God. That's why you have to build precept upon precept with the truth that you're getting. And that's why we're here, and that's why we love you, and that's why we have a free study guide for you. And you need to go to preceptsforlife.com. Preceptsforlife.com. Get connected with us. Find out that there's so much more than just this program. So much more. We're in Chattanooga. Come to Chattanooga and visit us and go to the studies. You say, I'm still not on the internet. Then pick up the phone. 1-800-763-1990. 1-800-763-1990. We have conferences for men and teens and women. We have training workshops. We train all over this country. We train in 150 countries and 70 languages. We're in all those languages. And if God has brought the world to your doorstep, we have the materials so that you can reach the world with the Word. And this is what he says, I will bring upon that land all, now this is very important that you get this, all my words which I have pronounced against it. He's talking about Babylon. All that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. Now, if you've been studying Jeremiah with us, that ought to take you back to Jeremiah chapter 1. In Jeremiah chapter 1, remember, Jeremiah is commissioned by God. He is to be a prophet. And in verse 10, he says this, see, I have appointed you, Jeremiah, this day over the nations. Now, I color code every reference to the nations in my Bible. I color it a dark green and I underline it in brown. A dark green and I underline it in brown. He says, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms. And then listen to what he's going to do. He's going to pronounce judgments on them. to pluck up, he says, to break down, to destroy, and to overthrow. That's what he's saying about Babylon. He's going to pluck you up. He's going to break you down. He's going to destroy you. He's going to overthrow you. You say, how can that be? Because God is God. Because God is over the nations. You see, God, it says in Deuteronomy chapter, I've forgotten, and I can tell you in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8, he says, I've set the boundaries for the nations. In Acts chapter 17, he says, Paul says on Mars Hill, God set the boundaries for the nations. God is the God over the nations. In Psalm 2, he tells the nations to kiss the sun unless God be angry with them. And if he's angry with them, then he's going to judge them. Beloved, it has not gotten through our thick skulls. It's getting through your skull and it's getting through my skull because we're reading the Word of God and because we see that it is the very bread by which we live. It is absolute truth. But the world is oblivious to it. But the world is going to get its comeuppance when God does what he says he's going to do to the nations. So Jeremiah was to go to Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans, which was the surrounding area, and the Babylonian Empire. And he was to speak to them. He was to pluck up. He was to break down. He was to destroy and overthrow. And to other nations, he would build and he would plant. And see, when he gets through, when God gets through tearing down Jerusalem, eventually he will build it and he will plant it. So we go back to Jeremiah chapter 25. And this is what he says. He says, verse 14, he says, for many nations and great kings will make slaves of them, even them, the Babylonians, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their hands. Precious ones, you and I need to know and understand this, that what we do shows what we are. The way that we live shows where our values are. The way that we live shows us where God is on a scale of 1 to 10 in our lives. And listen, he wants to be number 1, if you go that way. Or he wants to be at the top. He wants to be at the top. And if he's not at the top, there are consequences for you and for me. But there are not only consequences for you and me and for Israel, because God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but God is the God of all the nations of the earth. And so this is what he says in verse 15. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand and cause all the nations to drink from it. Take the cup of the wine of wrath from my hands and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink from it. They will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword I will send among them. In other words, it's war. And it's war against God. And precious ones, we want you to be prepared for the day of battle so that you can stand as more than a conqueror. Keep studying with us.
Do you love Kay Arthur's teaching? Would you like to get up to speed on all of Precept Ministries' news and events? Join us on Facebook by visiting precept.org/Facebook. Receive daily biblical encouragement, special messages from Kay, updates on new products, event announcements, and get connected with others seeking the truth from God's Word.
See you on Facebook.
We are on the air because of friends who give generously to this ministry. Our financial partners at every level provide the faithful, ongoing support we need to touch thousands of lives every single day. To partner with us, visit preceptsforlife.com today. Your much-needed gift will help us reach the world with the Word of God.
Well, beloved, this is quite a chapter, isn't it? Jeremiah 25. And what is God's precept for life for you and me today? I think that we need to realize that wrath is coming. Judgment is coming. If God can lay out 70 years and tell exactly what is going to happen in 70 years to the nation of Israel, to the southern kingdom of Judah, and what's going to happen to Babylon, and then you and I are in a sense clear over here on this side of history. And on this side of history, we see God in action. We look back and we see what God has said has come to pass. These things were written before it was ever done. And so God is telling you and me these things because, as he says in Jeremiah chapter 1, what do you see, Jeremiah? I see an almond tree, and it's a play on words. And he says, I am watching over my word to perform it. You and I, because we're studying the Word of God, because we're listening to God, because we're opening his book, because we're discovering truth for ourselves, because we're going through a book of the Bible verse by chapter and verse by verse, you and I are learning truth. But it's not to stop with you. It's not to stop with me. God has a call on our lives, beloved. He has a very, very serious call. And that call that he has on our lives is that you and I, like Jeremiah, are to take the message. We are to be God's spokesman today. Jeremiah's in heaven with God. Isaiah's in heaven with God. But you and I are here on earth. And people need to know what is going to come to pass. You don't want to miss tomorrow's program. You don't want to miss it because you're going to see God's judgment as it is yet to be poured out in the future as the nations drink the cup of the wine of the wrath of God. We've got to warn people. Yes, God loves us. But his patience comes to an end. And if we do not listen, then he has to take action. Get the message out.
Thank you for watching today. To order your copy of today's program, log on to our website at preceptsforlife.com. To download your free copy of the study guide or to find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.